Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready to check your feelings at the door?
Check it out.
Check it out.
This is Am I Reister or Am I Wrong? We're bringing you facts and only the truth. Now, Am I Reister or Am I Wrong?
We need to talk about the new era of parity in college football. It has never been harder to be elite at college football, but it's also never been easier to be good at college football. And one of the things that has kept the NFL as the most compelling American sport is the parity, the ability to go from the outhouse to the penthouse in just one season. Just a couple of staff adjustments, hit on a couple of draft picks and make a splashy free agent signing, and then all of a sudden you're going from pretender to contender. But it also means that the opposite can happen too. Look no further than last year's Super Bowl champion, the Los Angeles Rams, who are sitting at 3-8, which is the worst record in the NFC. I'm not sure college football fans are ready for that kind of volatility, but they better get ready because we're already seeing a shift towards that. With the emergence of the transfer portal and the ability to schools to tap into name, image, and likeness as an enticement for athletes looking to monetize their skill set, every school could see its wealthiest donors shifting focus from player benefits away from being initially immediately competitive. Now, yesterday at the introductory press conference for Kenny Dillingham over at Arizona State, a booster publicly who was in attendance pledged $1 million towards NIL opportunities. Now, Arizona State went 3-9 this year. Now, could they be 9-3 next year? With the looming sanctions, it's unlikely, but in this new age of college football, it is not impossible. Look at USC. They were 4-8 last year, hired Lincoln Riley away from Oklahoma, and they started buying up players through their NIL collective, and now they're one win away from a college football playoff appearance. Look at Washington. They went from 73rd in the country in passing offense in 2021 to being the best in the country in 1 year thanks to a new coach and the transfer portal. Tennessee used to have to fill McDonald's bags with recruiting enticements, and now they can do it out in the open. Not only did they just put together a 10-win season with a victory over Alabama, they have one of the top incoming freshman quarterbacks in the country. He has reportedly the largest sum of NIL money to be received. Now, it's never been easier to spark positive change in a program. If your school has an alumni base with deep pockets, you might just find yourself in the hunt. The trick is going to be staying good and making that spark into a flame. Michigan State went from 11-2 last year and Mel Tucker getting a market resetting contract to 5-7 this year. Look at what happened at Texas A&M. And what the football gods gave to USC this year, they took away from the University of Oklahoma, who finished the season with their worst record since I was in high school. And now all of these sparks will come at the expense of somebody, though. It's going to be harder and harder for Nick Saban to run the table. And are Alabama fans really ready for that? Probably not. Look, just because college football is changing and things might be more volatile, that doesn't mean that you're still not going to get solid, homegrown underdog teams that go on magical runs like Cincinnati last year and TCU this year, who, despite changing head coaches, isn't overly reliant on transfers. Sometimes the volatility of everybody else can actually provide more of an advantage for steady-handed, brick-by-brick mindsets. Just look at the University of Utah. But if you're a fan of the sport and you want to keep being a fan of the sport, you better be open to the idea that a new reality is here and anything can happen any given year. And you know what? Next year maybe could be your team's year too. Let that sink in.